Representative men in the conference and in the review and herald office. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, Australia. October 1, 1894. To the representative men who fill responsible places in the conference and in the review and herald office. Dear brethren, since coming to this country, I have repeatedly tried to complete the life of Christ for the press, but have failed every time. Now, after I have been in this country nearly 3 years, there is still much to be done before the book will be ready for publication. Many branches of work have demanded my attention. I am pressed beyond measure with the work of writing out testimonies, caring for the poor, and traveling with my own conveyance 8, 11, and 13 miles to meet with the churches. But the argument which weighs most heavily upon me is that there are those who have been tempted in regard to my work, those who know so little of my soul-wearing labor, and the burdens that I carry day and night. I am constrained to write special testimonies. Sometimes I cannot sleep after midnight. I rise and dress and write rapidly while the burden is upon me. Within 2 weeks, I have been so weighted with the souls in peril that I have sometimes begun writing at 1 or 2 o'clock, and generally at 3. Then I have no vitality left to put upon the life of Christ. As some of my brethren are so open to temptation, I propose to receive no pay from the conference for the year 1895, and to give up writing for the periodicals for 1 year, except an occasional article, as the Spirit of the Lord especially moves upon me to write. I have been present in spirit at the councils and board meetings held in Battle Creek. I have heard the criticisms of those who have no real knowledge or spiritual understanding as to what my work is. I have heard them express the burden upon their minds, lest Sister White should be paid twice by receiving royalty on her books. I will now take from you all excuse for such feelings. I cannot write the life of Christ and do all the work I have tried to do. Therefore, I will make an attempt to drop the work of furnishing articles for the papers. I may not succeed in this, but I will try, and will take myself from the pay list, so that if possible, the imaginations and criticisms may be stopped. I have had no help from W.C. White upon my books, except that he has heard some chapters read. When the word came that the board had decided that W.C. White should help his mother in getting out the life of Christ, I thought how little that board knew in regard to the real situation and the facts concerning which they were voting. W.C. White has had to receive help from some of my workers in keeping up his own pressing writing. Since we left Preston, Melbourne, 2 years ago, he has been with me but very few weeks at a time. He has had no one to help him in his work, and board meetings and council meetings that are a positive necessity occupy the time which he would spend in writing, so that he is obliged to do it at a late hour at night and rob himself of sorely needed sleep. He knows nothing of the many letters I write. He has no time to hear them read. His brain is so wearied that it would be cruelty itself to bring these matters before him. The letters written to Elders Olson and Haskell and to Battle Creek he knows nothing about. The decision of the board in regard to his wages gives evidence that you are all ignorant of the taxing work he has to do. I expect no more help in the future from W.C. White than I have had in the past. After coming to New South Wales, he did for a short time devote 1 hour a day to the reading of matter on the life of Christ, which my chief worker had grouped together, gleaning from my discourses and the articles and letters I have written. This is the advancement that has been made on the life of Christ. I say no more now on this subject, but may have more to say in the future.